Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Beningo and Evan Roberts on The Fan. Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:05 on The Fan, and a very good Monday morning to the midday show. Joe Beningo, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here at the 1 o'clock CMB. We'll come your way. Don't cram Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. Not a good day for the two local football teams. Now, do you want to open with the inept Giants and their inept offense, or do you want to open with another Todd Bowles special at the Meadowlands?
Which, by the way...
Oh, and by the way, before I... And Dove, of course, you know, the voice of reason, coming to you live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite.
If you were surprised by the Todd Bowles special, you're either not paying attention
absolutely,
or you're an idiot. So you could take a choice if you were surprised about what happened. But I would say that we should start with the more concerning thing, and that's the Giants.
Yep.
Because last week after the game against Jacksonville, everybody had a positive spin. And I'm talking about the Giants. You know, Coach Shurmur had a positive spin. Landon Collins had a positive spin. Yeah, the Jaguars have a lot of talent, which
Super
they do.
Super Bowl contender, which we showed, they certainly showed that yesterday.
Which they are. All of it's fair. All of it's fair. It's going to be different when they face the Cowboys. And we sat here all week talking about the importance of this game. And this is where we're going to learn about the Giants. Well, I got to tell you, it's only two games coaching. I thought Pat Shurmur was abysmal yesterday. I mean, where do you want to start? The fact that their offensive line got stunted to death?
Oh, my God.
Or how about this one? How about the fact that he decides to punt on fourth and inches? How about that decision?
Yeah, and he went for it twice on fourth and short, too, in this
game.
Oh,
my God.
The two quarterback sneaks.
The first one, to me, was awful because it's fourth and an inch from your own 48-yard
line. You're talking about early in the game. You're talking about
first drive of the
game. First quarter, right.
Right out of the game.
Yep.
First drive of the game.
Down 7-0. Yep.
First drive of the game.
Right.
You got fourth and inches from your own 48-yard lines. A couple of things about this. First of all, I thought Pat Shurmur was supposed to be an offensive guru. Number two, you spent a ton of money on your offensive line. Number three, with the number two overall pick in the draft, you drafted Jim Brown. Jim Brown's on this team,
Well, at least Earl Campbell.
At least. Or no, Barry
he
Sanders.
Could catch the ball out of the backfield, so we'll say Marshall Faulk. So, you know, he did catch 14 passes yesterday.
We'll get to that. How the heck do you not go for it right there?
Yeah, no, you're 100% right.
You're already down in this game 7-0. Show some chutzpah.
Yeah, Collinsworth was all over that, too.
Well, I thought it was obvious.
I'm with you. I agree.
And then, because why wouldn't it be hilarious otherwise, a few drives later, all of a sudden, Pat Shurmur had a meeting with God and decided, you know what? Maybe I should go for it.
Right.
And God bless him for doing it. He's right. I mean, I loved him going for it, but it kept going back to that first drive. Fourth and inches from your own 48-yard line with the billion-dollar offensive line with Jim Brown in the backfield.
Yep.
And apparently with Mr. Quarterback Keeper Eli Manning, who they used twice to get the first down. Unless Shurmur, and I wanted to see what Shurmur said after the game. I thought, you know what would be great if Pat Shurmur said, you know something? I really screwed that one up. And I realized as the game went on, you know what? I can't be that conservative. I shouldn't be Todd Bowles. I got to go out there. We got to play to win the game, right? He didn't say that. He's just like, well, that part of the game dictated it. Well, how about the first drive of the game dictated it? You're already down 7-0 because Janoris Jenkins got burned.
Yeah, like before you even got your rear end on the seat.
Yeah.
Three plays into the game.
That was brutal. And yep. Weird way, that set the tone for the game.
Oh, it definitely did. Of course. No, there's no question about it.
That set the tone for the offensive patheticness that we saw last night.
I'm amazed how bad the Giant offense has been through the first two games of the year. I mean, when I look at all these guys that they now can throw out there, when you got Beckham and you got Barkley and even, you know, Ingram and Shepard and these guys, I am amazed how bad their offense is. Now, I know the line is terrible. I get it. But, man, I mean, it's unbelievable.
The thing about it was, and they were talking about this on the broadcast last night, a lot of these sacks was not about their offensive line being overpowered. Guys were coming in untouched.
Yeah.
There was one sack by Taco Charlton, who, how do you not love Taco Charlton just based on the name?
You got it.
He comes in and just assaults Eli Manning. Nobody looked at him.
Yeah.
Forget about touched him.
I know.
Nobody saw him coming.
No chance.
No chance at all. And Eli was under siege back there.
Yep.
And was forced to basically check down all night the Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
Saquon checked down Barkley.
Yeah. 14 catches for 80 yards. That's a lot of checking down.
And it was
it really was
such a check down, Joe. It was a historic performance.
No, I know.
Like, legitimately.
Isn't that the record for most catches in a game by a Giant?
Not only that, it was the fewest yards with that many catches.
I believe it.
Of course. I mean, how can you not? What are you going to get, a 15-catch, 30-yard game?
Well, they couldn't run the ball either. I mean, Barkley, you know, they couldn't run the ball.
They couldn't do anything.
Yep.
They couldn't run the ball. Eli couldn't throw the ball. He was inaccurate at times, but also had no time to throw.
None.
They couldn't find Odell Beckham Jr. And what's so incredible about this is, look at the talent now they have on this team.
That's what I'm saying. You look at what they got. And, you know, you mentioned what they, you know, the guys they on the offensive line, you know, or the money they paid for Solda. And let's not even kill, you know, Eric Flowers has gotten beaten up and beaten up and beaten up, but it's the entire group. And then they lose the center. Jalapio goes out.
Yep.
Who knows what the deal's going to be with him going forward.
Good thing they traded Brett Jones for a seventh-round pick.
Right,
at least they got that seventh-round pick, Joe.
Right, exactly. So, the issues, it's unbelievable. And, you know, they're in trouble at 0-2. Let's be honest.
And,
they're in trouble.
And I know it's only 2 weeks. No one's running the guy out of town. They were completely out-coached last night, too.
Yep.
I mean, completely. And for this offense to look as inept as it looked last night, and I know the Cowboys have talent. We get it. They've got guys that can get to the quarterback. I don't want to disrespect Dallas defensively. We disrespected Dallas a little bit offensively. But defensively, I don't want to disrespect them. But this was beyond pathetic. And I think what makes it worse is if you're a Giant fan, you're probably a football fan, and you probably spend a lot of your Sunday watching the NFL. You look around the league, Joe. You got Patrick Mahomes throwing 6 touchdown passes.
God. Wow.
You've got even Sam Darnold looking pretty good.
He wasn't his best game, but, you know, that's okay.
And
I'll live with it.
You've got
his part.
Absolutely. You've got teams routinely scoring 30 points. Like, it's not a big deal. You understand the Giants have not scored 30 points since the 2015 season?
I wasn't sure. I was going to ask you that. Is that the last? So 2015 is the last time they put 30 on a board.
Yeah.
I knew it was a long time. I didn't realize it was that long.
How do you?
That is unbelievable.
It's insane.
Think about that. That is unbelievable.
It was the last week of the 15 season. So it was technically January of 16. It's been 2.5 years.
Wow.
Since the Giants have scored 30 points in a game. You would think by accident they would score 30 points in a game.
It's mind-boggling.
And if you go back to not only last year's debacle, but the playoff loss in Green Bay, there's a franchise now that's lost 16 of their last 19 games. You're a Giant fan. You have watched 3 wins and 16 losses over the last 19 games that matter over the last 2+ years.
When's the last time they won a game, and I'm not laying this on him, but when's the last time they won a game with Odell on the field? It's been a long time.
It's been a million. It's basically, I don't even know.
The last win, I guess it's the last win they had in McAdoo's first year when they went to the playoffs.
Right, Week 17.
Was that when it was?
That was the last time I think they scored 30 points as well.
Right, okay.
No, I guess that was the year before that, now that I think about it.
No, it wasn't even that. Yeah, they didn't score 30 that year.
You're right.
They were carried by the defense in that playoff year.
You're right. It's concerning. And I know the reaction is to start reevaluating the decision to draft Saquon Barkley. I said it before. I think in fairness to him, in fairness to this franchise, we have to give it a little bit more time.
You can't do it 2 games into it.
But so far, the early returns on band-aiding this franchise is disastrous.
Yep.
The early returns are awful because you mentioned this offensive line and also the fact that Eli got hit by guys who were untouched, but it's really a collective failure. Will Hernandez hasn't looked good.
No.
Patrick Omame hasn't looked good.
No.
Nate Solder hasn't looked good.
No, he has not looked good at all.
So it's not simply an Ereck Flowers problem. But offensively, and forget the points that they scored. It was garbage points late in the game.
I didn't even see him. I mean, it was 20-3. I'm like, okay, I'm going, this game's over. I didn't even really, until I got up in the morning, they scored 10 points in the last minute and a half.
Yeah, well, they were down after Zeke Elliott got in the end zone for a touchdown to make it 20-3.
Right.
It was 5.5 minutes to go in the game. And it was early because the game flew by.
It flew by,
And the Giants had a long drive that sort of took forever. They had to convert on a couple of third downs. I mean, it was taking forever before finally Evan Engram got in the end zone. And then they actually recovered an onside kick. But the drama was gone.
Yeah.
You know, as they're driving down the field, the only drama is for those who are fantasy owners. There's your drama.
Well, the one time I thought they were going to get back in a game, they're down 13-0. He hits the guy that was with the Broncos, Lattimore.
Yep.
For that big play, 37 yards down the sideline. You know, they're inside wherever they were. They had to get a first and goal eventually on a 3-yard line.
Yep.
And then who was it? The tight end, Ellison?
Red Ellison.
Gets hit with the holding penalty, and that was it.
And, it wasn't only that, because even if there was no hold on Ellison, Barkley was sent for a 6-yard loss.
Yeah. Not
so
right.
Even without the hold, I remember on the broadcast, they were even debating, should you even take the penalty?
Right, yeah.
Because
good point.
I think the debate was second and goal from the 9 or first and goal from the 13, basically.
Yeah.
They probably shouldn't have even taken the penalty. And that's when Jalapio, I think, got hurt. And then Eli got hit. It wasn't a sack, but he got hit on a third and goal, and they had to settle for a field goal. You're right. That was a golden opportunity.
Huge.
Because that big play to Lattimore was basically the only big play they had all day.
37 yards. That was it. That was the big play tonight.
And you know why I felt like I thought at the time 13-0 that was going to be the play that turned the game around? If you remember, right before the Lattimore play, Eli made as awful a decision as you'll ever see. He threw in a double coverage to Odell, a wobbly football that almost got picked
off. Right.
And I thought, all right, he got away with that. Then the next play makes the big play to Cody Lattimore. Okay, they're set up on the Dallas 25. Hey, that could be the moment where the Giants really turn this game around. And settling for 3 was completely unacceptable.
Yep.
And then they got the ball back right away, and Eli got hit a couple of times. They couldn't run the ball with Saquon Barkley. It was just a beyond pathetic offensive performance.
Well, that's been the story of this team. I mean, you hit it. You've gone almost 3 years, more than 2 years without scoring 30 points in a game. That's an NFL team. That's almost impossible. By accident, you're going to score 30 one game.
You're right.
I mean, it's just, it's mind blowing. And it's made even worse when you look at what they can throw out there, at least name-wise, as far as offensive talent.
Oh, dude.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
When you look around the league, and I know Saquon's still trying to prove himself. We get that.
Sure.
But you look at the talent at the skill position on this football team, there is zero excuse for them to be a pathetic offensive team. And some of it's on the quarterback who's not played well. Some of it is on him. A lot of it's on the offensive line. And for 2 weeks, you know what? You blame the coaching. I don't care if they just walk through the door. Because for any Giant fan, it doesn't matter that they walk through the door. You're watching the same garbage you've watched for 2 years. What's the difference? The only difference is in the postgame, you're not seeing Ben McAdoo's face.
Right.
You're seeing Pat Shurmur's face.
Right.
That's the only difference.
That's the only difference, yep.
And right now, you look ahead, and you start to think to yourself, are they ever going to turn it around, and where the heck are the wins coming from? They got to go to Houston next week. I know the Texans haven't been great.
Well, they're 0-2.
Sure. They got to go play the Saints after that.
Yep, at home. Yep.
They got to play Carolina, Philadelphia, Atlanta.
Yep.
Where the heck are these wins coming from?
Yeah, they got some tough games. No, there's no doubt.
And will this offense ever turn it around? Because it really feels like the Giants have been on this continuation loop for a couple of years. We're talking about the same things. Mm-hmm. We're seeing the same things. Yeah, there's a couple of different names, like checking down to Saquon Barkley. And Ereck Flowers is now screwing up on the right side as opposed to the left side.
Right.
And there's different names on that offensive line, but it really feels, Joe, like it's Groundhog's Day when you watch this team.
Hey, look, I think one of the problems with the Giants coming into this year with Gettleman, Gettleman and Shurmur, is that, like you said, they said that, last year was an aberration. We were 3-13. It was an aberration with a lot of different things, injuries, all those different things going on. You want to get on McAdoo, all the different stuff. And all we need to do is a little move here, a little move there, and we're back to being a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
And so far, certainly through 2 games, boy, they have missed it. They've missed it thinking that way. Let's be honest about it.
The early returns are awful on that philosophy.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.